I want you to hear an exciting text in the Bible this morning. It is from Exodus chapter 14. I want to begin with reading verse 10, read through verse 15. And I want to add this morning a couple of verses not in your bulletin, but I thought later would be good verses to add to this text. That you know this story well. This is a story kind of like where Zebulun Baptist Church is this morning. Between moving from one place to another place, moving from an interim time into a brand new chapter of its history. And in the midst of a time like this for the Israelites, when they left Egypt on the night of that 10th plague, even though they were in between God's power and God's presence, and His teaching to them was just as powerful. You'll remember how important the Exodus event and the book of Exodus is to Christian believers. Exodus is to the Old Testament what Bethlehem is to the New Testament. That's how important it is. Hear God's word this morning, Exodus chapter 14, beginning with verse 10. And this is the night of nights, that the Israelites will be freed from Egyptian bondage and will escape Pharaoh's tyranny. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to keep still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward." And then skipping to verse 21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night, and he turned the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. And the heartbeat of this story is twofold. The word of God to Moses: "Moses, tell the people to go forward. Tell them to go forward." And then Moses standing with that great staff over the Red Sea, and the waters parted, and the Egyptians were able to pass. A great, great miracle in the Bible. The word I want you to hear this morning is the word of God to Moses. God said to Moses in that moment, "Moses, tell the people to go forward. I will bless them and I will be with them." I hope that's the voice you're hearing through the Spirit about Zebulun Baptist Church. Tell Zebulun Baptist Church to go forward. To go forward. I will be with them and I will show them thy works along the way. We can sometimes personalize these words about going forward, can't we? How many of you, maybe even this very morning, have struggled with decisions about going forward? Someone has offered you a new job, and you really are happy in the job that you have. You just don't know whether to take it or not. You struggle a little bit. Should I step forward with this, or should I just stay where I am? Sometimes it happens with residents, doesn't it? We sometimes think we need to relocate or sell our house or buy a new place or to move to another place. And we struggle with that decision, whether to go forward or not. Our students struggle with that many times. As they get to those senior years, they have to make decisions about the new chapters that will align for them. What schools to attend? Should I go now or should I wait a little while? We all have some experience in struggling with decisions about going forward. This morning, Zebulun Baptist Church, I want you to hear a great going forward story. It's a great story in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, it comes from one of the most important markers in the Old Testament, that of the crossing of the Red Sea, the great miracle at the Red Sea when the Israelites were finally free from Egyptian bondage. Yes, indeed. Exodus is to the Old Testament what Bethlehem is to the New Testament. And we gain its meaning from reflecting on that. Our text is exciting. The time of year is 1290 B.C. The Israelites have been in bondage to the Egyptians for a number of years, ever since the reign of Joseph. The benevolent reign of Joseph came to an end. And the Bible tells us there arose a Pharaoh over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And because he did not know Joseph, he subjected the Israelites into bondage, and it became free labor for them. Our story is particularly relevant to us, for we remember the epic drama that played out. Moses, the great icon of Israel, now well past 80 years old, and the Pharaoh of Egypt, who is unnamed in the story, likely Pharaoh Ramses II, who ruled about the time that the Israelites left Egypt. Moses versus Pharaoh. You remember the great cry of Moses to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." And the response of Pharaoh, "No, they will never leave here. This is free labor for our country. They are not leaving." So it was a great contest of wills. You remember that God had to intervene in that contest of wills. And the 10 plagues came upon the Egyptians. Not to rehearse all of those, but you will remember that at key points during the plagues, Pharaoh called Moses in to try to compromise. The first one was, "Okay, Moses, you can go, but you have to go in this land." And Moses said, No. We're leaving this land." Then other plagues came. Pharaoh called Moses back and said, "You can go, but the women and children have to stay behind." And Moses said, "No, that's not God's will for us. We're all going." And then to cut that story short, you remember the 10th plague came. It was the death of the firstborn. And the Israelites escaped it by spreading the blood of the lamb over their doorposts. And you will remember when the death angel visited, they would pass over those homes where those doorposts were marked. And you remember that Pharaoh himself lost a child during that time. And he called Moses and Aaron back, and this time, no compromise, be gone. You go, take whoever you want to go. Be gone from here. And then there's a little phrase I hope you never miss in the Exodus story. There's a comma there. And Pharaoh turned to Moses and said, but before you go, bless me. Can you imagine that he came to that point? And then Moses led them away and they fled. The problem was the sun came up the next morning. And when the sun came up the next morning, Pharaoh rethought his decision. And he decided he had one more last fight in him. So he summoned his soldiers and sent them to pursue the Israelites and to try to bring them back. And it was at this moment that our story picks up. It was on this morning that the Israelites saw the chariot dust rising behind them. They knew that Pharaoh must have changed his mind and that they were being pursued to them. And then in front of them was the great Red Sea. And so they felt like they were caught in a terrible place, in an in-between place. And they needed to know some way out. The responses are dictated by what we have in the Bible. The Bible says, on that morning, great fear took hold of the Israelites. I can understand that, can't you? I can understand that. Remember now, this is a new generation leaving Egypt, not the generation that first went there. This is a new generation. They really are going into a place they had never seen. And the responses in the Bible are interesting. Here's the first one. I want you to see three. Here's the first one. The first one was, put this mission in reverse. Let's go back. They said to Moses, take us back. It will be better for us to die, go back and serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. And sometimes, even in our world, don't talk out loud now. We meet people that they're pretty good at sarcasm. Nobody here, but you might know some people. Here's the ultimate sarcastic comment ever. It's verses 11 and 12. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. And then they said to Moses, was it because there are no graves in Egypt you brought us out here? Was there not enough ground in Egypt to bury us that you brought us out here? It'd be better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die out here in the wilderness. It would be better for us to go back. Moses, if you care anything about us, put this mission in reverse and take us back. Now, I want to be fair about this because sometimes reverse is good, isn't it? We're told after we have hurricanes in North Carolina that if you're out driving your car and you go down a road and water is covering the road, we're told never try to drive through the water, right? Isn't that right? So what do? We put it in reverse. Sometimes we see warning signs and we put our lives in reverse. We believe what sign says. I told you the story not long ago, the first time I went to Disney World, and it's all changed now, but Space Mountain was the toughest roller coaster. There was a big sign. I bought my ticket. Big sign. Be aware now, this ride is scary. And I decided to go on anyway. But then when you went through the first gate and got ready to get on it, there was another big sign. Two signs. I decided I'd believe the second. I put it in reverse. And I got out of there. I hate to tell you that I left my children in there, right? Right? There are times we put things in reverse. But the key to this story today is this was not God's plan. It's not God's plan for Zebulun Baptist Church on the advent of a new chapter to put things in reverse. We give thanks for the great history of this church, for the beloved chapters that have been present to help this church become all it is. But that's not a solution now, is it? It's not what God's calling us to do now. Not go in reverse. Calling us to go forward. And there was the second response. And then Moses said to the people, "Don't be so afraid." Listen to his exact words. But Moses said to the people, "Do not be so afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish among you today. The Lord will fight for you. You only have to be still and stand firm." So that's the second response I want you to see. One is reverse, the begging of Moses to take them back. The second response, Moses said, "Don't be so afraid. Be still. All you have to do is stand firm." Now, that's the second one. Be still. Being still is not easy in our culture, is it? We live in a society that stays on the move. But we know there's a great verse in the Bible. It's Psalm 46, verse 10. "Be still and know that I am God." There are places in our life to be still. And because if we can find those places, God can really be strong and be real to us. It's a challenge, isn't it? Aren't you thankful for those moments you spend in a quiet place, reading the Bible or praying? And you know that in those still moments, that are few, that God is very real and special to you. Moses said, "Don't be so afraid. All you have to do is stand firm. And you're going to see things like you've never seen before. And God will deliver you. Be still." But, like going in reverse, that was not God's plan for this day. To go in reverse was not God's plan. To be still was not God's plan for very long for them. And then came the word. The people had spoken, "Take us back." Moses had spoken, "Stand firm. Be still." Now it was time for God to speak. And God gave the third response. "Moses," God's voice broke through the clouds. "Moses, tell the people. Tell the people to go forward. Tell them to go forward. I will be with them." And then Moses did as God commanded in that way. Hearing God said, "Amazing things that I will do." And what a sight it was. Moses went to the edge of the water. And he held up his staff. And we can see that picture in our minds. The great icon Moses standing on the precipice of that water, holding that staff, and the strong east wind came and blew the waters back, and the waters formed like a wall on the right and a wall on the left, and the Israelites crossed over on dry land. Moses, do you remember? Tell the people to go forward. And when they do, they will see how I can deliver them. And the Exodus happened. The rider and the horse he threw in the sea. And on the other side of the river, Moses, Miriam led them in singing the first song we have in the Bible, the song of Miriam, the rider and the horse he has thrown into the sea. The Lord has delivered us triumphantly this day. What a great story. What a great story. That's what I want you to hear, Zebulun Baptist Church, on this good Sunday morning. You are not quite in the same situation as they were, but you are between one place and a new place. And I want you to hear this great voice that said to Moses, say to you, Zebulun Baptist Church, go forward, and you will be amazed at the things the Lord will do and the Lord will accomplish. We know that God will be with us. We know it by His words. We know it also by His actions. We know it by His presence. And we know it by His power. And so, Zebulun Baptist Church, go forward. And go forward into a new chapter and into a new day. And know that as you go forward, it's going to be unbelievable. Things you can't imagine now of the way the Lord will bless you and keep you and to lead you. Moses, tell the people to go forward. One thing that's interesting in this story is that sometimes following God's call is not always a straight line, is it? Hasn't been in my life, maybe not in your life. Once they crossed the Red Sea, they did not go immediately to the Promised Land. All of this is happening in the north, and God will tell Moses, after they get on the other side, go south. Go down to Horeb. Go to Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai and Horeb, same mountain in the Bible. Moses, take them south. Moses questioned why they would go south. It took them 3 months to get there, 90 days. And they got there. But we know what happened. It was here at Sinai, where Moses had been before, that he went up on the mountain and he got the great Ten Commandments. They would wander in the wilderness for a while before going into the new land. Following God's call, not always a straight line. Sometimes it's a crooked line. But God is present and God works in all of those ways. I'm reminded this morning, fast forward to a great New Testament verse. It's also one you know. Philippians 3. Verse 13, forgetting what lies behind, I press on toward the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I wonder this morning if some of you might be wrestling with a decision to go forward. Is this morning the time to make the profession of faith in Christ that you have been thinking about for some time? And you're feeling the Spirit urge you, go forward, go toward the new. Or maybe it's a time in our lives when you want to come and be a part of this church family. You've been thinking about that. Maybe this is the moment to go forward, to step out there, and that God will lead and bless in ways we could never imagine. Go forward. Zebulun Baptist Church, God will be with you. And you will see in unbelievable ways His handiwork in all you do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.